All right. Tamara Tolles is going to bring it home, and she's going to talk about reflections on unmitigated gall, entitlement, sex, and gender on campus.
Man, I'm so glad to be last. All these people read. I feel like I've learned so much from the speeches that went before me. So just relax, this dessert portion is nothing nutritional. Good evening. My apologies. I'm battling 3L malaise and graduation angst at the same time, and it's making me a weird person. I'm a 3L. I'm from New York City, and I'm back in Vermont, which is another speech entirely. I want to talk to you tonight about some things I've noticed, some trends I've picked up on during my time at VLS, and my thoughts and predictions on these trends, they're kind of dire, so brace yourself. And I want to talk a lot about the future of civil society on campus. When I say civil society, I'm loosely referring to those spaces in between the prescribed relationships people have. It's sort of a free-form collective action that occurs because of shared interests, purposes, and values in a community. I wrote a note to take a breath, so I'm going to do that. On email, or unmitigated gall. At VLS, the electronic mail system is the official means of communication, which in practice seems an unacceptable premise, because it also is the place where on a daily basis you can find discourse on the validity of song lyrics, pleas for lost keys, hats, scarves, kittens, mittens, and the occasional nuclear code. This represents a contradiction between the purported and actual uses of the medium. That subjects the average reader of said email to a criminal loss of certain skills, namely punctuation, sentence structure, basic grammar, overall sociability. Email is just a symptom, people. Check with your health inspector. The root cause of this micro-societal poverty is a basic feeling of entitlement, as evidenced by the tone of peer-to-peer interactions, faculty-student relations, and most recently, the shockingly low turnout of extracurricular, civic, philanthropic, and service activities on campus. The law school I left last spring is not the place I returned to. This academic year alone has seen a sharp decrease in the level of participation in affinity, social, service, and cultural groups. It seems that now there is no value in doing things other than those things which one receives credit, recognition, or notoriety for. It's a loss of civil society. That loss of civil society undermines what endures in favor of what's expedient. It is evil. I'm putting it out there. I think it's evil. You don't have to agree with me. I'm last. I'm leaving. In that it steals from those parts of the human psyche that crave interaction, attention, contact, and in so doing ultimately robs us of what makes this law school a special place. It robs us of what makes this community rather than just a mere law school doling out degrees and no more. After a semester in a judge's chambers in New York, trust me, degrees and no more. This isn't just hippie jibber-jabber, can you tell from my outfit, or identity politics, it's a matter of self-determination. The loss of community, decency, and of recognizing the other leads us to hate us. It feeds into a loss of self-esteem because it strips you of your sense of belonging in the one place you need it most, law school. This place is the site of our destruction because first year breaks you down, which you want to be in the middle of being broken down right now. Don't worry, you don't recognize it. It's okay. Second year builds your capacity, and your third year gives you one last chance to make adjustments before you have to go out into the real cold world. In short, joining a club isn't just about what you do, but what you can do to better the institution and yourself. But I digress. None of that was a... really on topic. On sex and gender. Brace yourselves, you randy people. I'm a woman, in case the pink sweater didn't give you a tip. And this next bit of mass jabber is for the women who I share this place with. Please excuse the crash generalizations you're about to hear, but it's the only way this works. Otherwise, it's a conversation. I'm not into that. So, VLS is a small campus of about 650 or so people, somebody correct me if you got a different number, divided into various academic groupings based on their general purpose. I've spent 3 years watching those numbers shift and the names change, and yet some things have not. Ladies, let's talk commodities. Thank you, John. We're always on the same page, dude. Always. Let's agree, ladies, that a commodity is anything movable, a good that's bought or sold, transportable, article of trade or commerce. You can shift it, as my brother might say, you know, shift it, barter it or pay for it because it has value. I won't argue about intrinsic value, let's just agree on value, lawyer people. In this case, I'm speaking of your lady parts. I had two grandmothers. Sorry, Leslie, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were gonna be here tonight. I knew the dean wasn't gonna be here, but damn. I had two grandmothers. One very genteel Southern woman, and one who was a real flame. She was from the Lower East Side. She was a try-all, do-all, have-all kind of woman who gave me lots of bad advice that my mother told me never to follow. And for all of their differences, they seemed to agree on one thing. That life is generally hard, but it's even harder if you don't know what you're worth. There are a finite number of men, shall we call them men, on campus. I'm so sorry. There's like three guys actually, like, I apologize. You got it, Pete, you got it. There are a finite number of men on campus, men for whom various reasons have chosen to attend this fine institution of women, to save the planet, affect change in their communities, and some to make huge piles of money. And I don't judge you. However, the admissions department attempts to balance gender on campus. There are inevitable and unavoidable societal problems that inherent in the personalities of people who would be attracted to law school generally, and VLS specifically. The women here are tough, smart, type A ladies with more than enough accomplishments, or else why would they be here? Savvy, however, must be learned. So here's a bit of a crib note. Strong, aggressive, competitive women plus laid-back, frisbee-type A-ish men equal unestablished social relations. Hold on. I'm not a math major, but I think I got this little paragraph. Strong, aggressive, competitive women in a fishbowl with one bar and no other stimulus equals less aggressive, frisbee-type A-ish-ish men who with no game or guile because the circumstances don't call for it. It's evolution. Why would you have a thing you don't need? Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just making it easy for Scott. I'm just making it so easy. This situation is exacerbated when the market is flooded with, shall we say, cheap goods. Now, I understand the desire to achieve acceptance, community, love, and or companionship, but ladies, you're ultimately undermining the cause, hurting the chances for whatever it is you actually want when you fail to enforce some sort of standard. Ladies, we've got to ask ourselves, what is my ultimate goal? How about an intelligent, driven male counterpart who's also shaven, clean, and interested in you? That interested in you part, vital onto this formula. Cheap goods ultimately tear down the borders of commerce because they underestimate the labor necessary to make them, or because they realign the relationship between buyers and sellers. I'm no prude, but every system needs rules, save for anarchy. Sorry, Abel. Actually, that's not true, because then that rule is that there are no rules, so I'm with you, bro. And if you're going to create a new market, you should at least make it one you want to live in. I, for one, am overall the sweet, kind guys. Originally, this said in overalls, but I love those guys, so I'll just change it to board shorts and you won't tell them. Knock it off, Kelly. Aren't you? Now, you may be totally offended at my decision to address this topic, but ultimately, it ties into my initial observation. We share this campus, and for the better or worse, that decision that we've made to come here, each of us have a responsibility to create the conditions we live in during our time at VLS. So if you can manage to care about yourself, extend that sentiment to someone else, and grab hold of the big picture, the place you leave behind will be vastly superior to the place you inherited. Thank you for your attention.
Well, that's it. They said it all. Thanks for coming.